Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Exciting news. That's how Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney responded to a news conference hosted by Governor Beshear and Attorney General Jack Conway. It dealt with millions of dollars of scheduled funding for the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement that was withheld last fall by pending litigation.
General Conway and Governor Beshear made the announcement that an agreement had been reached and all that funding is not only going to be restored for 2014 and 2015 and 2016 at the levels that were anticipated in the proposed estimated budgets going forward, but also another $57 million that had been held in arbitration. An agreement with that had also been reached.
The situation is somewhat complicated, but deals with the smaller independent tobacco manufacturers and the process for their contributions to the settlement, which have been part of the funding for the Ag Development Program for the past 10 years. Resolution fell to the State Attorney General's office.
The team that worked on this and the strategy that was used and to be able to reach the outcome is just really been good and so appreciative here in the ag community. And we congratulate both Governor Beshear and General Conway for being able to bring this to fruition for us.
While the news is obviously positive, Haney says there is a concern ahead. We'll be right back.
Hey, race fans, I'm NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace here to say that I'm a fan of ethanol. My race car runs on an ethanol blend, and I also make the personal choice to use American ethanol when I fill up my family cars. And with a wife and three daughters, I'm glad to know something as simple as choosing ethanol means my family is supporting family farmers. Ethanol is a high-performance fuel. It's good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's good for my heart because I know supporting an all-American product is the right thing to do. American ethanol, American-grown, American-made, powering NASCAR.
Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says reinstatement of full funding of the ag development process is absolutely good news, but there is concern that the formula set by the General Assembly for 50% of the settlement to be invested to help farmers transition out of tobacco, that some might consider adjusting that.
Now, the problem moving forward is we do have a little flush of money right here, I guess you would say. And I know I heard General Conway say that it would be his recommendation for that money to follow the same formula, that it continue to be 50% of that invested for agriculture and not to vary from the system that we've had going.
Haney says that ag development process has been immeasurable in helping farmers transition away from tobacco into new endeavors. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.